Arturo Toscanini began his career with perhaps no more promise than most aspiring musicians. He was just a young man who loved music. He did receive a scholarship to the local University of Parma, where he studied cello, but times were hard, and he seldom had enough to eat. Looking to change his fortune, he joined a touring opera company on its way to South America. By the time they got to Argentina, the conductor had left in a snit, leaving a gap that couldn't be filled. But wait, someone suggested Toscanini. The lad was only 19, but he seemed to know his stuff. Besides, they had no choice. So they took a chance, and Toscanini delivered. The performance that night was a triumph. You could say greatness was thrust upon him. Indeed, Toscanini would eventually become the iconic conductor of his generation. Like most conductors, he strived for perfection, but not from some egocentric desire to prove that he was the best. In a way, he was still the humble cellist from Parma. "It's not about me," he would say. "It's about the music." For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Gene Schiller.